98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us in the studio right now is John Hardiman from Hardiman Orchards. Willie Amrod, it's Willie's birthday, we just heard. He and his band, and a couple of very special guests in the studio. We have the one and only Paul Amrod with us, Willie's brother. And at this moment, they are the same age for 3 days. I've just been informed. So it's a great time to have both brothers in the studio at the same time. And Paul was just telling me he just came in from near Austria and flew in, spending some time on a lake by the Alps. And joining us also in the studio is our midday man and the host of Professor Louis's Woodstock Rockin' Review, Professor Louis himself. Good morning, friends.
Good morning.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You almost sounded like in harmony or something. Well, we have a very special event happening Saturday night. It's the kickoff of Hardiman Orchard's Music in the Barn series with the Amrod Band, Willie Amrod's 182nd birthday celebration. Congratulations, Willie.
I didn't get that math.
I added you, Paul, and Louie together, and, you know, there we go. Willie's birthday. And, Willie, tell the folks how old you are. Step right up to the mic.
Today I'm 72 years old. That's 6 dozen for those mathematicians.
Thank you. That makes a lot more sense. And, Willie, what do you have in store this Saturday night? How many people in the band? What's going to happen, and do we know any of them?
Well, there's maybe like 12 in the band, something like that. Well, Professor Louis, I don't consider him in the band. He's a special guest, very special guest.
So he's number 13?
I'm not sure.
That's the lucky number. Yeah, I'm the lucky number.
Well, that's a pretty big band. And John Hardiman has a pretty big stage at the barn. It's centrally located in the barn. It's an open space. There's open air. And we have goats. John Hardiman, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Rick.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
When you're not putting on music at the barn, what do you do?
It depends on the day. It varies, but, you know, working on the farm, doing with fruit trees, blueberries, just planted a bunch of peaches and some apricots, taking care of the goats, chickens.
One of the things I love about coming to Hardiman Orchard's barn for a music event is I always leave with some fresh peaches or something great that you have available for the consumers hanging out at the show. But you can leave with some farm fresh fruits or veggies.
Yeah, that's later in the season. Right now we're kind of barren. We have apples just forming.
Well, we're growing.
We're growing.
Yeah, we like that. So the blossoms are gone, the apples are starting?
Yes, that is correct. There's already little apples there, little peaches, plums, apricots.
Well, there's something about the produce that happens at Hardiman Orchards. I don't know whether it's just in my mental state of mind because Red Hook is where I spend most of my time every day, but the fruits and veggies, they taste so much better on your farm. Why?
Well, I guess they're grown with love.
With love. And you told me about some kind of foggy little thing that rises up from the river, and it's a perfect place to grow fruit.
Well, this area, most of the fruit in the Hudson Valley is grown within a mile or so of the river because it's a microclimate. It tempers the air. So in the spring, you're a little warmer because the river is holding the heat. And as you get further away from the river, it gets colder. So you're less apt to get spring frost closer to the river.
What's your relationship with bugs?
Well, it's a love-hate because we have bugs that do eat other bugs. So we try to protect those and encourage them to be around the farm.
Okay. Well, that's why I ask because, you know, I don't know if it's pesticide loving or pesticide hating, the farm, but bugs is what you either kill or don't kill with it. So there you go.
That is correct.
So but now back to the music. The lineup kicks off at the barn this Saturday. And you have a great lineup coming up. And Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Willie Amrod and Paul Amrod with special guest Professor Louie and 11 other people joining him. And Willie, you usually have like Vito in the band and Kim Nichols. And are they going to be
Kim
there?
Kim Nicholas, he'll be there. Bruce Berkey on the saxophone. Sam Newsom on the trombone. Tommy Cutton's playing drums. I don't know if Vito's coming or not, but we got Jimmy Eppert on the guitar, as well as Eddie Flick, who not only plays guitar, he plays keyboards, but since Professor Louie and my brother both play keyboards, he probably won't play a lot of keyboards. Sometimes we have a lot of guitar players, so it doesn't really matter if Vito comes, even though I love the way he sings.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know. You have a great band, and whoever is part of the Willie Amrod band, they're usually super talented and can play whatever is necessary on the fly, and you're very generous with solos. You like to give them out.
Well, that's how I get them to come if I didn't let them play like that. Oh, I forgot Peter Martin on the percussion. And I always forget to give him a solo, but he doesn't complain like some of them. I don't know. It's all about the music. Yeah. It doesn't really matter about the solos as much. But, you know, if you're a creative soloist, solos are great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the professor is here. And Louis, thanks a lot for giving everyone your Professor Louis's Woodstock Rockin' Review. It's such a treat to hear on Saturdays beginning at 5 o'clock. Big ups to Miss Marie and the Juke and Cedric the Cat.
Yeah, got to have Cedric the Cat.
Come on, close.
Oh, closer up?
Yeah.
Usually I'm projecting just fine.
Yeah, well, we like you close.
Okay.
Yeah. So Cedric the Cat, he's a big tastemaker at the Professor Louie household, and I know that for a fact.
Yeah, well, you've been over there, so you know what's going on. Yeah, no, we love doing the radio
and
show.
And if Cedric is hanging out in the room while things are happening, you know something special is going on.
Absolutely.
If he blows you off and he's in the other room, you probably changed the song or something.
Well,
right?
We just had a session with Willie. He's hanging in the whole time with us there. You know, he loves recording. He
loves it then.
Yeah. He likes guitars the most, though. That's the only thing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he loves guitar.
You play the organ a lot, and you happen to have an accordion handy.
He likes the accordion. Yeah, I'll put it on there.
All right.
He's probably listening right now. I got the radio. I got KZ on all the time.
All right.
So he's always listening to whatever you're saying, Rick.
All right.
And he said to me today, "You're going to go see Rick?" I said, "Yeah."
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special event happening, and we're going to all sing in harmony right now, and we're going to wish Willie Amrod the happiest of happy birthdays. Kick it, Louie.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you,
Willie.
Happy birthday to you,
Willie.
Happy birthday, dear Willie
and Paul.
Seven-part harmony with an accordion.
Nice
you
choir.
Just can't beat that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can talk anymore.
he's overwhelmed.
He might be becoming sentimental, yes.
Paul, welcome back to the Hudson Valley. How long have you been away?
Oh, I've been this time only about a year and 3 months away. I happen to have brought over my retiree. My wonderful wife from the south of Germany, a nice, once a redhead, and now she looks like a blonde.
Is that from the sun?
Oh, well, I don't know what happened. She turned white and then it turned blonde. I don't know why, but she's very happy, and I am too.
Well, it's always great to have a traveling companion and a happy one at that. What kind of chair were you reclining in sitting by the lake in the Alps?
Well, you know, I have a terrace thanks that my wife poured all of her life savings into a terrace. Mm. and split the bedroom of our child. And we have a winter garden on one side, and on the other side, we have a terrace now.
Wow.
And so we're sitting out. Four stories. Five stories is where Peter is. It's up in the air, and we're looking over a long stretch of land and water and see the Alps on the other side.
Hmm.
And the name of the mountain we see is Sentis, which is in the Appenzeller part of the country, which is right close to the lake.
Hmm.
So it's not all that far away, the high mountains.
You're going to have to Google that.
Yeah.
Louis, it looks like you're poised to sing a song or something.
Well, no, I'm just hanging out. Just in case, you know, you got to be ready all the time. That's, you got to be on guard all the time.
I didn't want to lose the moment. Like, if you were going to spring out, you got something?
Well, we can always do a little Baby Loves the Boogie or something. If
all right, that'd be awesome. Professor Louis, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta sing it with me though, Rick. You can sing, because I know that everybody can sing it.
All right, let's sing it.
Baby loves the boogie, and she loves the boogie all night long. You know baby loves the boogie, and she loves the boogie all night long. Well, I love my baby when the boogie shoes is on. Here's the profers. I ain't got no shoes, I got no place to go. We ain't got no shoes, we ain't got no place to go. Well, I love my baby when she starts to boogie down real slow. Here we go now. My baby loves the boogie and she loves the boogie all night long. Yes, a baby loves the boogie, and she loves the boogie all night long. Well, I love my baby when the boogie shoes is on. Yes, I love my baby when the boogie shoes is on. One more time now. Well, I love my baby when the boogie shoes is on.
Professor Louis and the New Chromatics.
Yep, that's a good simple one to do.
Well, Professor Louis and the Chromatics are on the lineup at Hardiman Orchards.
Yes.
And what's your date, Louis?
August 3rd.
August 3rd, Professor Louis and the Chromatics with the Woodstock horns.
All right, with the Woodstock. Yeah, got to have the horn section. Got to thank John for all the shows at the barn, though, because it's nice to have a promoter that's out there really promoting all the great music every week in a nice barn.
And he's doing it thick or thin, sticking with it.
Right.
There were some thin times and some big, fat, juicy nights. So please come on out to Hardiman Orchards. John, tell the folks where it is and you hook them.
Well, we're just outside Red Hook on the west side. The address is 52 Orchard Alley, and it's just off of West Market Street, and then it's up behind the building in the front. You got to drive around into the farm to get to the event barn.
And friendly people are there when you check in. They ask your name, and then they'll direct you to where you got to go. Now, John, most important, tell us about some of the acts that are coming to the barn this season.
Well, we have some returning. We always have to have some of our... You know, being in this, you become friends with a lot of the performers, and you can't say no to them. But then we like to switch it up as well and bring in some other talent. So since we only do a short amount of shows, I think this year we're doing 12 or 13, possibly working on another one for September. But, yeah, after the next show after this is the Wonder Women of Country.
That's on a Thursday.
That is on a Thursday. That's when I could get them. And, you know, when I was younger, Thursday was always a great night to come out.
It still is, John.
don't forgo a Thursday.
No, Thursdays are good nights.
Yeah, great night.
The people that want to be out are out on Thursday night. So.
Yeah, and I get paid on a Thursday, so I'm most rich on Thursday.
Plus, you can wear your cowboy hat.
True.
Yeah.
So it's Brennan Lee, Melissa Carper and Kelly Willis.
That's on Thursday, June 20th at 8. The Big Shoe.
My back. Sound Guys band. Chris Snikus is with all his players. Chris is on the drums, and they are always a great party.
It's a band that has the drums in front and center because that's where they should be.
And occasionally Chris will bring out a wiffle bat. So you can't miss the wiffle bat.
What does he do with that?
He's hitting the skins on the drum.
And the Big Takeover. So it's two big shows back to back.
It's a big weekend apart. With the Big Takeover and the Big Shoe.
Yeah, the Big Takeover is Saturday, June 29th at 7 o'clock. The Big Shoe is Saturday, June 22nd. So 1 week later is the Big Takeover. And then Friday, July 19th at 7 is the wonderful Cindy Cash Dollar and Johnny Nicholas. And what are they going to be doing, John?
Well, they will be doing, Johnny is immersed in the Texas scene, but he also has Louisiana blues in him. So you can expect a variety of stuff from that show, from the blues to Western swing to rock. Cool. So,
and then New Orleans 12-piece Nolanauts coming?
Yes, they're an Albany-based band, a 12-piece Mardi Gras band. Tom O'Connor is a front man for that, and he is a New Paltz resident, but now currently resides in Albany.
Cool. On Friday, August 2nd at 7:30, the Stillhouse Junkies from Colorado are coming in.
A great band, three-piece bluegrass band with a little jazz side to it. But
they are cool. They have like a swingy kind of sound with their music, and it's cool. And then we have Professor Louie and the Chromatics with the Woodstock Horns on Saturday, August 3rd at 7th. Mike Miz is coming back on Friday, August 9th. And the Tim O'Brien Band are coming. You got the whole band this year, John.
Got the whole band this year. So we've had Tim and Jan there. Of course, the first year, Jan got sick, so it was just Tim. Mm. Last year, they were touring in Europe, got COVID, so the show got canceled. So, Tim will be there with the whole band this year.
And then that's on Friday, August 16th at 7. The Little Creek Band with Dennis Nessel and fellas are coming Saturday, August 17th. They're a fun country band. They do great music. And Alex Torres and his Latin orchestra wrap things up so far Saturday, September 7th at 7 o'clock. And they're a big band. They don't have as many people as Willie's band, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, they got nice jackets.
They do. They wear suits that match. That's Willie, you guys have matching suits?
Well, sometimes Paul and I get dressed in the same color, but they're not really suits.
All right. How about you, Louie?
We have a color code. Yes, absolutely.
You do?
Have a color code, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you break out the, this time it's blue?
Sometimes blue, sometimes it's red, and sometimes it's what you want.
Ooh, freeform.
But yeah, it's good to have a color scheme on the stage.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool.
Easy on the eye. Keeps everybody together. Keeps everybody buying and washing clothes.
Mm, that's good. Keeps laundry detergent in business. So we are looking forward to the kickoff of Hardeman Orchard's Music in the Barn. That's on Route 199 in Red Hook.
I like to say it's just 5 minutes across the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge because I have a lot of fans over there, and they think Red Hook is outer space. But
well, it might be, Willie. But it is true. It's very close. John's Barn is really close. And we got to hand it to him. That's a lot of bookings for one guy to do. I mean,
that's incredible.
Most of these places are all corporate that do that. So this is great to support something that's not so corporate.
Yeah, and this is happening on a farm. And again, you can see some farm animals.
You can.
And when it's in season, you can get some delicious produce. And, well, support your local farmers, support your local musicians, support live music. And thanks, John, for all you do.
Well, thank you to Rick and KZE, everybody here at KZE. I appreciate all your help and all the performers. one of the nicest things for me at the end of the evening is seeing all the smiling faces leaving after a tremendous show. And for me, that's a big part of it.
It is.
It's one of the things that keeps me going.
Yeah. And seeing you, John, beaming ear to ear at the end of a show that you musically enjoyed warms my heart.
The barn itself is worth going to the show for. It's absolutely a beautiful barn.
It's true. Yep. It's true. Well, don't miss a thing. Check out HardemanOrchards.com for the music schedule, directions, and tickets and information. Thanks, folks, for being here and making my morning super fun.
Well, Rick, thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks for the birthday song, Louis.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, that's good.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.
Horses for a Change at Frog Hollow Farm, Asopus. Okay. Equine-assisted therapy, therapeutic riding, as well as instruction. Summer program enrollment open now. Horsesforachange.org.
Hello out there.
Hey, all you great KZE listeners. It's John from Hardeman Orchards Event Barn in Red Hook, here to announce our great summer lineup. We kick it all off on May 18th with the Amrod Brothers Birthday Bash. Willie and Paul don't get to play together.